פרשת השבוע, פרשת ראי, ראש חודש אלו, מפרשים teach us that what happens during the week, what happens during that kufa, all lies within the parsha. Pasuk starts off, ראי אנוכי נויס לפניכם היום ברכו כללו, את הברכה אשר תשמו, על מצוות השם לקחם, אשר אנוכי מצווה אתכם היום, והכללו אם לא תשמו. A few dikdukim in this pasuk that we have to explain. The first word, re'ei. What is this lashon? Interesting lashon, re'ei. What did the Torah try to tell us this lashon re'ei? But it said, hinei anochi nois lefneichem hayom, like it says in other places. All the mefarshim, the rishonim, achronim ask, what's the lashon? Re'ei is a lashon yachid. We're talking to a person himself, one person. And then it continues, Lefneichem is talking Lashon Rabim. So we start off with Lashon Yochid, and we continue with Lashon Rabim. The Torah is telling us, Re'ei, which is a Lashon of his Bainanus and thinking, that's needed of every Yochid, like the Kli Yochid and the Chassam Sefer both say, to teach us, like Gemara says in Kedushin, La'olam Yidma, Ki'ilu Ka La'olam Mechta Mechta Schu'i Al-Minoi, Al-Mitachas what his meisim could do for the whole tzibur, for lefneichem. A yidei, a person's meisim, he machriya the whole world for bracha or chas shalom lehefach. And similarly, the Alsha tells us that we have to know the zanhaga of kol yisrael biyachad. And there's an hug of every single person. Just like by Maimed HaSinai, the Rabbeinu Shalom put everybody together on the Maimed HaSinai together, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, but the Rabbeinu Shalom spoke to everybody B'Lashon Yachid. Kol Echad V'Echad spoke to him on a personal level. So the Toivos and the Shefa that Rabbeinu Shalom gives us, and Chas Hashem the opposite, a person shouldn't think that it's only totally in Klai Yisrael as a whole. A person would think to himself, maybe me, myself, my meisim doesn't have so much of an effect on the whole Klai Yisrael. That the pasuk comes to tell us that all the brachas and klalas are totally in us, mamish. They will affect the whole Klai Yisrael. This is our akdama for us for Chodesh Elul, under his bainanus that's needed in this time of the year. That could be why it says a lashon of hayoyim. When it comes to a person, one single person, the person always says to himself, how could I be mishpia on Toiv? How could I mishpia on Ra? How could I make such changes? The chizik that's needed at that point is to look at just today, every day, a day for itself. That's how it's possible for us to change our anhaga and to mishpia on the whole Klai Yisrael. If a person looks at the whole, everything as a whole, together, it's going to be very hard for him to make a change. And the pasuk tells us, Asher Tishmon, which the Mefarshim Medayik, that by the klal it says, Im, if you will listen, but by the bracha it says, you will listen. Im, Asher Tishmon is mashma that you will listen. So what's the difference? Why by the bracha it says, Asher Tishmon, and by the klal it says, Im Tishmon? So B'Pshuta, the Rishonim say, the Torah didn't want to speak bad on Klai Yisrael. But there are other Mefarshim that explain that a Yid B'Teva, he's a Shemea, he's Oisa, he wants. Shein by Klalis is Im, Lashon Im Ta'aseh. It's not something that's Be'etzim. And Arvir Nachal is Moisif, because he has a question, he says, always when we find in the Torah, the Lashon of Shmiah, afterwards it says Lashon Asiyah, like it says, V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, and then it says, Shmartem V'asisem Oisam. Because the Shmiah is the Indian of to makabel everything with machshava, and it's not enough. We have to do asiyah. So why over here does the pasuk say Asher Tishmon and says lashon of Shmiah? Doesn't speak about asiyah. That's what he explains what it means over here. That the brachas, even if he didn't actually do it yet, he wasn't makayim mefoil. He just thought about doing it. That's what the Torah is referring to over here. That's why it says Asher Tishmon. Because if it's talking about just machshava shal mitzvah and not doing the mitzvah of foil, kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael, even the greatest Russia, is thinks about the Mekayim Mitzvah. Not Shaykh a Lashon of Safik, Asher, is a Lashon Vaday. Asherinke in the Klolo, it's not enough just to think about it, except by the Zohar of Asartam and Haderech, where he says, but Klal Yisrael, only if they're over the foil, that's when they have the Klolo. If they're not over the foil, they don't have any Klolo. Asherinke by the Brochus. Let's talk about one Indian in this parasha that could be a Te'elis for us to Mishazak in this Kufa. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of to be manic, give a present to an eved when he leaves, when he goes out free. We shouldn't send him empty-handed. Like the pasuk says, Hanek, Hanek, Loi, Mitzoincho, Migorcho, Mikvecha, Sheberach, Hashem, Atecha, Titen, Loi. So there's R over here. I gave him so much. I helped him out all the years. I gave him what he needs. I paid him his salary. I have to also give him presents. What type of person we're talking about up here? Someone who did all the cleaning, did a void of avdus, not even talking about other kashuv. We read this parasha, we think that it's a taiva only for the eved. The Torah is trying to hear for the taiva of the eved. You look at the words of the chinuch. These words of the chinuch, unbelievable words. There are a few short, concise words, gives us a tremendous insight and yisoid of what the mitzvah Torah and avodas hamidus does for us. We'll read the words mishorsha mitzvah leman nikne v'nafshenu midois malois yikorois v'chamudois. The yisoid of this mitzvah, what Rabbi Shem gave us to give hanukkah to an eved, is that it should be koine in our nefesh. Idois malos yikoros achamudos. The ema nefesh ayikora va'amayle niska letoiv. How we zeichet toiv? How do we get close to Rabbi Shem? How do we zeichet to all our schar? How do we connect with Rabbi Shem? Keila toiv chofetz leiti v'manu v'hoideinu v'hadarnu t'hoide d'hoder of Klal Yisrael, v'shenach nerachem amisha ova deisanu v'losalonu mishalonu b'toyres chesed v'vad mashesneinu imaylos lebeschorei. In order for us to perfect ourselves and become more refined, and the mele will be zeichet to more toiv, more connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom. A drop better in midas is more of a connection, brings us into a different level. He ends off a dover muskul hu. Ain't tzarich lahachboy. There's something that doesn't have to be explained. It's a davar sabaseichel. I heard once that this is similar to what the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos in Perek Chelik, in the piece right before he starts Yud Gimel Ikrim, to explain why Amal Pnei Chaveri Barabim Ain Lechelik Kalim Abba. There are averis that are much worse than that. Why is this so terrible that a person loses his Chelik Kalim Abba? So the Rambam explains it's not together einish. Yish Amal Pnei Chaveri Yishli Nefesh Geruah. Someone who has a nefesh geruah cannot connect to Olam Haba. It's not compatible. Similar to a person who has a cell phone, he's going through a tunnel. Inside the tunnel, there is no reception. A person who has a nefesh geruah has no reception to the Dvarim Shepetidusha. He has nothing to find over there. Ma'al Pnei Chaver is such a terrible midah that makes this person have no reception to Dvarim Shepetidusha. And these are the words of the chinuch, that midos are things that perfect us in a way that we could connect more to Kedusha, to Rabbanu Shalom, and everything we do, we could be zeichet to toiv. Like that we find over here, that a person, after someone did him his toiv, but he has to go out of his way and give him the matanis, not only the toiv as the eved, not only to make the eved feel good, not only to restore the covenant of the Eved, it's also for us, the Torah has in mind, or maybe that's the Iker according to the Sefer HaChinuch, to be mashrish b'kirbeinu, this tremendous midas of perfecting our midah. And the Chinuch ends off with a very big chiddush. V'neheges mitzvizu b'scharem u'v'nekeves u'zon abayis. But today that we don't have, mikol mokam af b'zman hazeh, that we don't have a bayis, it's not be noig. Yishma chochom v'yosef lekach shim socher echen v'nei Yisrael v'ovder zman marva o'yafilu mu'at sh'yarak le'betesoy me'imoy ma'ashabercha Hashem. This is an hoga that's negei b'zman hazeh too. Like the Sefer Milas Atayr from the brother of the Goyen writes, that every mitzvah has anafim, anafim, branches and branches, even though it's not the ikar of the mitzvah, but the yisoid mitzvah is here. I heard Rabbi Yashu used to say this over. I don't know if it's halacha or maisa, but akopanam, there's anhaga. When someone worked for you, and you leave, the idea of a pension or the idea of giving someone a matana or a present when he leaves, it's not that the Torah idea that the chinuch says is something that could be negayev as manazeh too. When a person does something for you, if we want to be kind of an afshenu, the hoid v'hadar of our nefesh, and be zeichet all the time, this is anhaga that we should be knowing. This midah. Similarly, the chinuch says in the last six parasha on the mitzvah of haftas ager, he says similar things that besides the rachman is supposed to have an ager or someone's having a hard time, he has no family, the midahs that it could be kaina, this tremendous perfection that we could get to through having rachmanis on ager and having rachmanis on this eved and giving him matanis, this is a tremendous time for a person. We'll just end off with the chayotim tells us in Klal Kuf Lamed Ches. Ahav es Hashem Amoy. He was mar b'lehet v'esanu, and he wanted us to do tshuva. And even though tshuva is good in all times, the kol makan chodesh elul is muvchar, and it's more makubal his tshuva from the rest of the year. And he continues that after Klal Yisrael was chayte in the chete egel, he went up on chodesh elul for 40 days. Just like then it was Yimei Ratzon, that's why today every single year, these 40 days, is Yimei Rachmim V'Ratzon. So we see from the Chayei Adam that the Maila of El is not only because it's right before Yom HaNarayim, these days for its are in itself Yimei Rachmim V'Ratzon. And Chazal will magal to us in these days, you could be massive things that you couldn't get a whole year. Of Chask Levenstein used to bring a Raya from after Egel Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Harenia, Noas Kvoidecho. And Rashi says, Ro Moshe Shueis Rotzen, Vidvarav Mekubalim, Vahoysif Lishoil, Laharis Marias Kvoidoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was mishtoikik to see the cover of Hashem, and he waited for a time there was Eis Rotzen to ask. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that there's a special time that's needed to ask, and these are these days of Yidmei Rotzen. So, if Moshe Rabbeinu understood, there's a time for asking for special things that we could use, what we could gain, especially in Ruchnir, so too for us, Kal V'Chomer, this is a time for it to be massive things that could be massive a whole year. And the Saba, the Alter from Kelim used to say that Chutz from the Cheshvan Nefesh and Yira they're supposed to have in the days of El, there has to be a feeling of Simcha. Just like someone goes to a resort or rehabilitation or recreation, something to come get back his koiches aguf and a nefesh, so too going through this kuf of El should be a feeling like going through a tremendous a place, a resort, and a recreation and rehabilitation. We could get back to our koiches in Ruchnius. We have to try our best, Adafke, with chas v'shalom, not with atzvos, with simcha, this opportunity, and this is bainus, like we saw the Lashon of Re'eh, as every single yachid, the yachid is mashpia on himself, and a mashpia on Klal Yisrael, a good mishtabes, a ksiva, a chasima teivah.